This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. If we're opening argument to the impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump beginning in the U.S. Senate Tuesday, this Sunday, key players once again argued whether efforts to get Ukraine to launch investigations on a political rival are impeachable offenses that warrant his removal from office. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more on the upcoming proceedings.
Senators swear an oath of impartiality, but the Republican leader of the Senate has previously said he is working hand-in-hand with the White House.
Imagine that they're a juror, and the judge comes into the courtroom and says, look, I've been in consultation with the defendant, and we've agreed that I'm not going to allow the prosecution to call any witnesses, and I'm not going to allow the prosecution to show you any documents. No juror has ever heard that kind of a thing from a judge because it would be absurd.
The president this week again said he did nothing wrong in a July phone call with Ukraine's president in which Trump asks for investigation into a political rival. At the time, Trump was withholding aid. The Trump defense team argues impeachment should never have happened as the aid was eventually released with no announcement of an investigation. Washington.
South Korea reported Monday its first confirmed case of the new coronavirus that has broken out in China. The patient is a 35-year-old Chinese woman who flew from Wuhan to an international airport Sunday. She was isolated upon entry into the country due to symptoms like high fever. There are now three confirmed deaths resulting from the new coronavirus. In just a few days, the central Chinese city of Wuhan confirmed 136 new cases of the pneumonia-like virus. It's akin to the SARS virus that killed nearly 800 people globally 17 years ago. In the U.S., as a precaution, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention started screening passengers from three airports. Japan, Thailand, South Korea, and Singapore are also taking precautions. This is VOA News. World leaders agreed Sunday to respect an arms embargo and postpone military support to the two factions of the summit aimed at heading off a true regional escalation of fighting in Libya. 12 world leaders, as well as representatives from the United Nations, the European Union, and the African Union, and the Arab League, met in Germany Sunday in hopes of laying a foundation for a lasting ceasefire between Libya's rival governments. VOA's Lattice Ahok has reaction from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Libyan people have suffered enough in what he called a proxy conflict.
Proxy conflicts only come to an end when the external proxies decide they want to bring it to an end. So that's what the UK is arguing for. We're saying, look, come on, folks, this has gone on for long enough. It's a disgrace. Yes, we got rid of Gaddafi back in 2011, but it's time now to move on and to bring Libya together under the UN.
Supporters for both sides in Libya demonstrated during the conference in Berlin. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
It will be Venezuela's opposition leader, not President Nicolas Maduro, that the U.S.'s top diplomat is meeting with Monday. Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
America's top diplomat on Sunday said he was looking forward to meeting Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the comments to reporters on board a flight from Germany, and they confirmed what sources close to Guaido told Reuters earlier. Both men on Monday will be at a summit hosted by Colombia on combating terrorism. Guaido has not left Venezuela since February, when he defied a court-imposed travel ban and traveled to neighboring Colombia to organize a U.S.-backed effort to transport aid cargo back across the border, which was blocked by troops loyal to President Nicolas Maduro. The United States, along with 50 other nations, has recognized Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate head of state.
Some onlookers are wondering if President Trump shows up at a meeting of world policymakers in the Swiss ski resort of Davos.
U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to dominate headlines again if he shows up. While some world leaders will skip this year's Davos, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told his ministers to avoid an event seen by many as elitist. Although Schwab insists, Johnson told him he'd be back next year. In a bid to preempt criticism that its jet-set guests are part of the problem, the World Economic Forum says this year's Davos will be fully carbon neutral for the first time.
That's Reuters' Conway Giddens reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.